Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough with me, Dr. Beverly L. Swanson. Now, this is a live radio broadcast designed to inspire, encourage, and empower you forward into your breakthrough. Now join me weekly, along with my distinguished guests, that will share wisdom and stories of great faith. And now, here we go. Let's get started with inspiration, empowerment, and breakthrough.
Hello, hello, and welcome, everyone, to Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough. Boy, I love listening to that intro myself. It just excites me. I can't wait for it to be over so that I can say hello to you. And welcome each and every one joining me on the air this evening. As always, we're very, very excited to have you. And you're wondering, for those that are new to the broadcast, you may say, well, Dr. Beverly, just exactly what is inspiration, empowerment, and breakthrough about? Well, I'm so glad you asked. This show, ladies and gentlemen, as a matter of fact, I'm so excited for what's going on this evening, I failed to say hello and introduce myself by name. Yes, I am your host, Dr. Beverly. Now listen, what this show is about is it's an opportunity to invite special guests that have had life-altering experiences that has altered their lives and just how they have used the Word of God, and great faith, never giving up. That things were turned around in our lives, back up to the top, and always greater, soaring higher than it was before the challenge. Now, as some of you may know, that with my other broadcast, A Coffee, Wisdom, and Prayer with Dr. Beverly, I always focus on the Word. We talk about greatness, and this show is no different. We are talking about greatness, living in our full potential, that there is absolutely nothing unattainable, nothing unachievable, but there are times, and the most times when we are on top of our game, thinking that everything is going well, so glad to be there, finally there, and then all of a sudden, something happens, knocks us down, or knocks the wind out of our sails, and we have challenges getting up. Well, that's what this show is about, and that's why it's so important. We need each other. We need each other. We need those live stories, those testimonies to encourage us. And that is exactly what this show will do week to week, encourage you into moving forward. Now, I'm very, very excited about the guest that we have for you this evening. She's a wonderful woman and a treasured friend. It is an honor to have her on the show. I want to let you know that this particular show is entitled Pioneer Sherelle English Shares Lupus to Victory by Determination and Faith. Powerful. There are so many that are suffering from this disorder, this disease, lupus. But there is nothing that one cannot conquer in Christ Jesus. Now, she's going to share with you exactly what happened to her, how she felt, and she's going to share with you how the Word of God determination, turn it around, and how she is helping others. She is absolutely formidable. I love her so much and probably tell her entirely too often, but that's just how special she is. Let me tell you a little bit about her, okay? Well, her name, again, is Sherelle English. She is the president of Teaching New Thinking. And what that is a business consulting firm which provides coaching and professional development training to small businesses and nonprofit organizations. Now, she consults regularly with executives from a variety of business industries to help create synergistic solutions to these many economic impacting problems that you know that we're experiencing today. Now, prior to that, though, ladies and gentlemen, her current position prior to that was working with AT&T, supporting, again, small to large businesses for 25 years. Look at the wealth of wisdom and expertise she has to share. I'm going to try to keep her on track, but I tell you, with all that wealth of wisdom, I may have to ask her a few questions with business myself. Now, Sherelle has obtained a master's in religious education from Friends International Christian University. As a matter of fact, she is indeed now a pastor, and I will be referring to her as Pastor Sherelle English through the broadcast. Now, so she has a business certification in management development for entrepreneurs from UCLA, Anderson School of Business, and is a proud member of the National Women of Business Owners, the NAACP, the California Black and Sacramento Chamber of Commerce, the American Society of Training and Development, the Sacramento Martin Luther King Celebration Committee, and a board member of the Preparing for Leadership organization. Now, get this, though. With all that she does, she is also a wife and a mother of two adult sons. So with that, I would very, very much like all of you to welcome Pastor Sherelle English. Now, let me see if she's there. Pastor English, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Beth. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Yay! I'm so glad you're there. I tell you, when the topics are really good, I always wonder whether we're going to have a glitch or two. So it is wonderful to hear your voice. So glad to have you on the air.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here today.
Well, I tell you, I am not going to delay at all. We definitely want to find out your story. But I want the audience to understand before you get started that. Now, you were a CEO when this happened.
Yes.
The CEO of your company, right? It was Leadership and Transformation?
Yes, Leadership Transformation.
Mm-hmm. And things were going well, weren't they?
Things were actually going fantastic. We had over 150 clients. Our own offices over in Sacramento in the Watt area, and we were thriving. We were doing absolutely well. We were ready to launch into a second stage, which would have included a staffing agency to assist people with employment, and it looked like we were well on our way.
And then the unexpected happened. Or were you having symptoms that you were ignoring? Please share with us. Tell us what happened. You were on top of your game. Everything was going well, on your way, thriving. What happened?
You know, it was amazing. Apparently, I had these symptoms a few years before, but at that time, because it was in its early stages, it hadn't been diagnosed. So my doctor had thought that it was maybe me coming down with some flu-like symptoms, or there might have been some other physical challenges, but at the end of the day, they really couldn't diagnose it. One of the last diagnoses I had gotten before the accurate diagnosis was that it was a virus and it was working through my system. They could not identify it, but they was going to hope that it made it through without taking me out. And by the time that particular episode happened, I was on air respirators and breathing respirators and everything. And then I didn't have anything for about another 7 years. But when this episode happened, this next time, it completely wiped me out. I awakened one morning. I was getting ready to get dressed to go to the office. I had been feeling, let's say, for about a month, kind of achy, kind of run down, but I had a heavy schedule. So I had contributed a lot of how I was feeling toward that because I had been really pushing some long hours. And I had gone to the doctor, and the doctor one more time said he really couldn't find anything, but I knew I was beginning to feel weaker and more tired. So like most people, I began to buy supplements, different types of vitamins, iron tablets, et cetera. I actually began to work out in the gym more to try to build up my endurance, and instead of it having a positive effect, it made me more tired, and I felt more run down. And then I awakened this particular morning, and I literally couldn't move. My muscles had become like jello, where I just was like a raggedy hand out, and it was very challenging for me to even get out of the bed to contact anyone to let them know that I needed help. Luckily, my husband was home that day, and so I was able to call out to him, and he took me to the hospital. Now, you would think that with those types of symptoms, immediately it would have been diagnosed that she has rheumatoid arthritis / borderline lupus, but because it was in such early stage, they could not diagnose it. I was in my own episode of that program, House, where they actually test different things on you so they can try to identify what the challenge is. I literally went through 17 doctors before they finally diagnosed my challenge as rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. And they were shocked because they had stated they had never seen it in such an early stage, which is the reason why it took them so long to identify it. And I'm very blessed by that because statistically, based on the Lupus Foundation of America, it estimates that 1.5 million Americans and at least 5 million people worldwide have some form of lupus. And that although lupus can strike men and women of all ages, 90% of the individuals diagnosed with this disease are women. And most people will develop lupus between the ages of 15 and 44. But because of the symptoms, they feel kind of, you're achy. It's more, you feel like you have flu-like symptoms. It's not always easily diagnosed, and it's not always tested for. Now, there is a test that you can take, and it will bottom line tell you if you have it or not, but because it's rare, when you say 1.5 million Americans and then place that against the percentage of Americans that we have here in America, that really is a small number, so it's not something that's looked at as an immediate solution. So there, I like to talk about this illness just simply because I want people to become more aware of it and to understand some of the symptoms that are associated with it so that if they actually begin to feel these symptoms, they will know that there are steps that they can take and maybe be able to talk to their doctors about it. And if I may, I'd like to just discuss review a couple of those symptoms real quick because it's just that important.
Absolutely.
The most common symptoms of lupus for females and males are extreme fatigue, meaning that you're feeling really run down and tired. You may have headaches. Your joints may become painful or swollen. You may develop a slight fever. You may also experience anemia, swelling in the feet and the hands and the legs or around the eyes. You may have a pain in your chest, or a butterfly-shaped rash can come across the cheeks and nose. You become very sensitive to light or to the sun. You may experience some type of hair loss, abnormal blood clotting, and your fingers could turn white or blue when cold. And for some extreme cases, you may find ulcers around your mouth or your nose. Now, any one of these by itself seems a little harmless as far as having a headache or maybe feeling tired. Some people have anemia. But when you begin to experience more than one of these collectively, I would highly recommend, I'm not a doctor, of course, but I'm just going by my own experience, that I would highly recommend to be tested in this area because, again, because it's not something that is common to the point where that would be a doctor's first thing to look at. And then especially if you're in the 44-year age range or higher, they may just contribute it towards you're getting a little bit more seasoned and some of the aches and pains that come along with getting older are some of the things that you need to do. But what I praise God for is the fact that there was a solution and that by the grace of God, I'm fully in remission and I'm living a very productive life right now.
That she is, ladies and gentlemen, it's very hard to catch up with her. But, you know, I must tell you, you see, one of the reasons why I wanted Pastor Sherelle to come on the line is, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I get emails about how many are, they're inspired. There are things that they want to do. We talk about greatness. They do want to strive forward to that, towards that. And they're wondering if they're, you know, if they're good enough, if they have what it takes. And I want you to understand that we're just ordinary people. We're ordinary women. Sherelle is an ordinary woman with an extraordinary gift that decided to go for all that she could do to serve the Lord. There's no secret formulas. We love the Lord, and we strive to be the best that we can be. And, Sherelle, would you share a little bit of your childhood and how you came into your calling? Because I read your bio, which is amazing and formidable. But I want people to understand that we're just everyday people. Our achievements are because we kept going forward. We kept moving one step before the other. But please share with them, growing up, how you, your life, your vision, your determination.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bev. I'd be happy to share. I'm real humbled by that question, because at the end of the day, I am just an ordinary person. And I'm a person who made a conscious decision a while ago that my goal was to remain whole and intact and to have such a positive contribution into both the community and my environment as well as my city, that I wanted to be able to demonstrate through my lifestyle that my answer for everything is my relationship with God. When I contracted lupus, and I really would like to start there and then kind of work backwards a little bit, if you understood the amount of years that I actually worked with Lead Trans, we shortened leadership transformation to Lead Trans, and the work that my team and I have built and we thought we were right at the top. We were getting ready to excel, and we were well-known in the city and well-known in other areas, and we had finally got to that place where we could say we were accomplished, and then I get wiped out. Well, I'd like to talk about my feelings, because at that time I was confused. I was very confused. I found myself in a walker in a wheelchair. I had a doctor who is one of the most excellent rheumatologists in the country, but he was sharing with me that he believed I would be able to walk again, but to do the things I like doing, ballroom dancing, things like that, that might not be an option. He also didn't see me getting back into the workplace and thriving and excelling at the way I had before. As a matter of fact, one of his assistants had said to me in his presence that, yeah, my mom had gotten this, and, well, at least you had a good run. But, see, I didn't believe I didn't believe that my run was over. I believed that at the end of the day, that if I place my trust and confidence, which is the definition of faith, in the God of my understanding through Christ Jesus, that he would have an answer for me, that he would have a solution, that although the medical books had stated scientifically what was about to happen to my future, that my Creator was the owner of my future and everything, and he was the end all. And when I placed my trust and confidence in that fact and began to align my thoughts not just with what the medical scientific books say, because there is some accuracy there, but also in my word that said no weapon that's ever formed against me was going to prosper, that if I set him along myself with him, that he would give me the ability to have all things, that he stood before me, he stands behind me, and that while I was asleep yesterday, he already created a plan for me. If I believed in that, then I was going to move forward no matter what. And my intent was to move forward whole and move forward in a way that made a contribution, a positive contribution that gave a testimony that said, my God can do all things. I depend on him to be my strength. If I depend on him to be my joy, he would definitely be that who he has called, he would allow me to be who he has called me to be. And it was such a revelation, because I want you to know that 1 year later, I came back to visit my doctor, and I was dressed to impress and had my heels on. See, my illness, my challenge, I don't even call it my illness, I call it my challenge, something that the enemy tries to challenge me with, stated that I would never wear heels again, but you, in fact, have seen me in my heels. You know, I was dressed, I was ready, I walked in with such a positive glow that my doctor turned around and said, what do you believe in?
Wow.
And it took me aback at first. I said, what? He said, what do you believe in? And I said, oh, you know, I believe it's a great day. And he said, no, no, no. And he's from Arabia, and he was having a challenge with finding the right words. He says, no, I mean your faith. What do you believe? And I said, I believe that through God all things are possible. And he said, I knew it. I knew there was something different about you. He says, because everyone else that I have given recommendations as to what they need to do in order to get restored, in order to go into remission, they may or may not listen to me, but I can only instruct them. There has to be something in them that comes out of them that pulls them toward that direction, toward the success that God meant for them to have. And he said, but I had never seen it work this fast.
Wow, my Lord.
My God is a God of, he doesn't have confusion. He understood who he created me to be. Now, I actually praise him for this opportunity, for the challenge that I went through. Why? Because some challenges are made so that I can actually get tougher through them to prepare me for my next level. I call them now teething rings. that when I have an opportunity to have something in my life that I still need to work and grow in, he gives me this teething ring. Joyce Myers at the conference that I was at recently had talked about sometimes that when a baby actually begins to teeth, we give them something hard so they can strengthen their gums and strengthen their new teeth that are coming in so that they can get prepared for the next type of food that their bodies are going to be ready now to digest. And I honestly believe that that was my teething ring experience, that God allowed me to walk through that because, A, it set me down, which you know is not always an easy thing, and it put me in a quiet place because I didn't have any choice. Good move. And it made me rethink what God wanted for me in my life. And he took the qualities and the things of Lee Tran, but he did something that he had already put in place actually 5 years prior to that, which was teaching new thinking. And the whole goal of teaching new thinking is to teach individuals when they find themselves in a challenged experience how to utilize their gifts, skills, and talents in order to spiritually manage their professional development to get them to that next level in life and draw them closer to where God has called them to be. And it doesn't matter what your gifts are, because at the end of the day, we know that God has given you the gifts or given me the gifts so that I can cultivate them and share them. But first, I have to look at my belief factor. I have to look at my belief system. I have to discern what filters I'm utilizing to pull information from. Am I looking from the world aspect or from the scientific book aspect that says, well, theoretically, that's a nice idea, but at the end of the day, you really should be sitting here? Or do I understand that scientifically, my body's going through a challenge, but it's absolutely going through nothing that's new to God? Might be new to me. Might be new to those around me. But God already knew that that symptom was there, and so if he didn't remove it from me, but instead allowed me to go through it, didn't take me to heaven, that means I still got a job to do, then I'm like Caleb. I might be X amount of years old, but I still got a job to do. So I still want my land. I still want my promises. I still stand on who God has called me to be, and it's allowed me not to hold back. It's allowed me not to tell myself that I'm not ready or I'm not smart enough or I'm not strong enough or I'm not good enough. It took all of that stinking thinking and transformed it into a new way of thinking that said, people need to hear this message. People need to know that when you have early retirement, for example, that is not your end-all. Instead, that's an opportunity to start a new way of living, a new life, a new journey that will have a new end goal that will still show and demonstrate your good work. So at the end of the day, they can see that God is still in effect. We still, you know, as senior citizens look great today. It is not your end all. It does not mean that we have to stop. It means that we get to proceed, we get to grow, we get to develop, we get to dig deep down inside and still find that beauty and wisdom within ourselves that comes from God and also produce work that has the capability to be shared openly with others. And then it expands the consciousness. It lets us know that there is absolutely nothing God can't do, that any limitations that are placed upon us is placed upon us. We are placing those upon us. God is limitless. He completely can do all things. Now, to answer your original question, because I really need to get that out of me, I'm the oldest of six children from Chicago, Illinois. And we had some experiences even when I was growing up where my father, I had a great demonstration of leadership with my father when having four kids and one on the way. Unfortunately, we experienced a fire that completely burned us out of everything. And my mom didn't work. And so my father was the sole provider. And I watched this man build. And at the very same time, his company that he was working for decided to move out of state. Now, that was not a time for my father to feel like it was a good time for him to leave his support group and his family, and so he elected to stay in Chicago. It meant that he had to learn an entirely new trade, and he had to become so proficient at it that he could now take care of six children and a wife. And I watched my father learn, study, and excel and reinvent himself and to face the challenge head on and walk through fears and uncertainties and develop himself into not just a good individual in the place of his choice or his field of choice. He excelled and became known countrywide for his ability to excel and his gifts, skills, and talents in that particular area. And he never gave up. We never lacked anything. We never went without food. We never went without clothing. We never went without shelter. He taught me that it was a choice. He had me listen to many Zig Ziglar tapes and motivational, inspirational tapes that always told me that I had the end choice. God had the end result, but I had the end choice. And how I chose actually affected my end result, because we all come to a place in the road where either God is everything he say he is or he's not. Either his word will do everything it says it's going to do or it won't. I have to make that ultimate decision. But I can honestly say that even with that type of leadership, still made some decisions in my youth that weren't quite popular that led me to a lifestyle, and this is part of my testimony, of drugs and alcoholism, and with a person that I should not have been married to who actually introduced me to that world. And me having a warped understanding of God's word allowed me to believe that what he was introducing me to was my obligation as a wife to follow into, which is why I'm so adamant today about women reading God's word, reading and studying his word, not just picking up the book and say, I read it from cover to cover, but walk away with an understanding that creates a transformational experience that moves you out of one state and into another state, which draws you closer to having a relationship with God that will sustain you, direct you, and guide you and lead you into all truth. I am blessed today to be able to say that as of tomorrow, April 16th, I will celebrate 26 years of recovery. So my
glory
life
to God.
My life.
Yay! Glory to God.
Is that not a blessing?
It is a blessing.
It's a miracle.
You know, I'm going to interject here for a moment because I could feel the palpitations on the line as people have been inspired and definitely empowered. What we want you to understand is that in the journey of greatness, is full of tripping, is full of imperfection, is full of skipping, and even running. The journey is full of challenges because it's through the challenges that our faith is exercised and the word materializes. It's so important to never give up. You cannot ever give up. Giving up is not an option. We glorify God by moving forward so that he can be glorified by our success and the testimonies, which is exactly what she is doing now with such passion. And I must tell you, and I heard her say this, and I had the same experience, the challenges that I've experienced in this walk is difficult as they were, and oh yes, they were difficult. Do you know, because of who I am and where I am in the relationship that I have with our Father, I would go through it again. So if you're able to say that, then you have the victory. There is absolutely nothing unattainable. There is nothing you can't have. She spoke the word. She said, I believe the word. She received the word, and she refused to doubt. She was empowered by the fact that there is a God who is the creator of this universe and everything in it. And there is no failure in Christ Jesus. Can you imagine if you take that same concept and decide to just go with it in every situation that we face? I mean, Sherelle, I'm just thinking about it. It makes me want to jump off the seat. What if everyone, Sherelle, literally took his word verbatim? Look what
and
we can do.
All right.
No, I need you to cut in right now because I'm telling you, I'm trying to sit still because this is outstanding. This is why we do this, everyone. This is why we bear our all, because we want you to feel what we feel. This is how our Father is glorified. We are here to be healthy, wise, wisdom, successful, abundance. This is what the design is for our lives. Sherelle she's so humble. She pours herself into other women with prayer lines and prayer groups and Bible studies throughout the United States, sharing her story and teaching women how to read, study, and believe, receive the word. Why? At really outrageous hours, I think at 4 in the morning, 6 in the morning, 12 in the afternoon, all through the day. Why? Because she wants everyone to understand that we really do have the victory. The victory is in the word, coupled with faith. Sherelle, will you please share with them some of those Bible studies and maybe one or two of the experiences that the ladies have experienced as they really come to embrace the word as fact?
I could do that. I'd like to start off, though, with a passage out of one of my favorite books. It's called Journey Through Womanhood.
Mm-hmm.
And one passage is called I Am Strong. It states, I will survive. I will do more than that. I will survive and thrive. I will meet my tigers in the night with strength and confidence and give myself support from within to rise to the occasion. I have no intention of shrinking from the challenges that face me. Though I am fully aware of my fears and insecurities, I will not live in them. This hour is upon me, and I know that I have what it takes to move into it with serenity. Rising to a challenge is a process. It involves a combination of qualities. I'm in tune with what's going on in my inner world and processing it so that it doesn't build up and explode on me. And I am preparing and doing what needs to be done in a reasoned, forthright manner. And that is the ministry, the women's ministry that we have called Doers of the Word. My goal is to do just that. As women, we run into all types of challenges. Part of my testimony is when I was 13 years old, I was a rape victim. I was attacked again and molested when I was 21, I was a young pregnancy, meaning I gave birth to my children when I was young. I had both kids before I was 25, or by the time I was 25. I did statistically all the things that state I should be in a completely different environment. I should be living a completely different life. But see, my word also says to train up a child in the way that she should go, and when she grows old, she will return to it. And although my parents weren't necessarily church-going people, they went sporadically, we had a church. God placed a church right at the end of my block. And for me, I had a heart to always go to this church. So as the oldest, I would dress up my younger brothers and sisters, and we all would head down to the church. And we would listen to what God had to say. And it began to stir in me. It began to move in me. And it put such a thirst in me for his word that when I was 10 years old, one of my cousins thought that a great birthday gift for me would be the book of James, to read on the book of John, to read on the book of John. The word has always been a part of my life. And I have always believed beyond a shadow of a doubt that if we not just read, but study and meditate on his word. Study means utilizing our resources, utilizing concordance, footnotes, any other different type commentaries that can help expound on his word to give us greater clarity. And then rather than take your notes, put it down, and walk away, sit and be quiet for a minute. And now that you've had an opportunity to read and to digest this information, now allow God to begin to permeate it in your heart and in your mind so that he can now demonstrate for you how you're going to utilize it. Now, I can be honest. Some of my studies was just to get me through to the next level of my own self-imposed crises and to develop me and grow me and mature me until I got to the point where undeniably I finally got it. God owns everything. He is the author of everything. And that I really didn't need to come up with any new thing, that he had provided me with all things so that I could establish and understand my covenant relationship with him, to understand that since the beginning of time, he had one desire, that I would have a relationship with him and he would have that same relationship with me, and that I would acknowledge him as my king, as my everything, as my all in all, as my counselor, as my king of kings. He allowed me the grace to grow in that area. Why? So that I could stand firm and be able to say, you have a challenge, here it is. Well, the gift that he built in me gave me the ability to share that with other women. Because, see, we need a safe place sometimes where we can talk about our hurts and talk about our pain and talk about our emotions, because we are emotional creatures. We are we cry, we hurt, we laugh, we rejoice. We're emotional. But life experiences sometimes have taught us that we cannot share those experiences, or we cannot share the things that have happened to us, because it will become tomorrow's news. So we had to create a safe place where women specifically could go to share about the intimacies and those deep down things that are inside of them, so that we could begin to establish a healing process, a purging of that stuff through God's word, so that a healing could actually begin to happen, so that they could be restored back to their wholeness. But instead of having a dependency on people, places, and things, or power, property, or prestige, to have a dependency on God. Something that will never forsake them, someone who will never leave them, someone who will always be there. Why? Because he put it in writing. He established a covenant. And if we believe that the word of God is God's inspired word to us as a guidebook to teach us how to have a relationship with him, to teach us how to manage situations, and there's nothing new under the sun. If we believe that, then every single answer that we could ever have a question for is there. But reading it is hard, because the flesh doesn't want to do that. The flesh doesn't want to sit down and say, let's read this big, big book with the little bitty letters and sometimes highlighted in red. It would much prefer to look at one of the reality shows that are on television. We created a format that would allow women in groups of small groups to begin to have 1 hour per day to over a conference call to be able to actually go into God's word and to read it, to study it, to discuss it, and then pray on it. That all happens in 1 hour. And there is a fellowship that unites through that call. Sometimes for at least the first 3 months of every year when we start all over again, we have new women that have never met each other. And the beauty of that is there's no discrimination, there's no judgment. Are you light, tall, fat, small? It's just an acceptance of your heart and your willingness to know God better. And Beverly witnessed it when we all met, well, a group of us met at the Joyce Myers conference. They were so excited because this is the first time a lot of them actually saw each other, and they had established such a heart with one another, such a fellowship with one another during the small groups, meeting every day, going through God's Word. The basis of their fellowship and friendship was on their one common denominator, which was the Word of God. So they hugged on each other. They loved on each other. We went to eat afterwards with each other. We just had a great time of fellowship, all four sessions. And for me to see that happen, to see women loving on women, women enjoying and helping and encouraging and edifying one another, and to create a foundation that they know that they can go to receive that type of help, you know that's only God. So we are really blessed. We currently are in, we're based out of Sacramento, of course. Well, I'm saying of course because that's where I am. But we also have presence in New York, in Chicago, in Kansas City, Kansas, Philadelphia, Wisconsin, Texas, and Atlanta. So women are wanting to know about the Word, and these small groups are being developed all over for all time zones to have an opportunity to spend just 1 hour out of 23 to dedicate that 1 hour to God. And we have four different time slots that they can do it in. And what I'm really excited about is that as of May 1st, we're going to have our first men's group. Because I've actually had men to approach me to say, will you help us establish this type of forum for us? And in September, we're going to have our first Latin group. So I'm just totally, totally excited about what God is doing. And I thank and praise him for being able to get me to sit still for a minute and not just see a little bit of the vision, but to see the entire vision, and then still I use my gifts and coaching for small business, still utilizing that. And just like the ministry I have is predominantly women, my ministry for TNT, which is teaching and thinking, is also predominantly business women who are either startups, and the startup is either where they just decided, I'm out of college now, I want to go ahead and try entrepreneurship before I go to corporate America, and or retirees who have decided that they weren't ready to sit down in the rocking chair yet, but they wanted to reinvent themselves in a new career. And some choose to be reemployed in corporate America. Others choose that they want to go ahead and establish a small business. And we have the resources to assist with both. The beauty of it is that both TNT and Doers of the Word are faith-based companies, or faith-based organization and company, whose goal is to inspire others through the Word of God. There is success.
Now, I know everyone is blown away, but I want you to see something. As Pastor Sherelle was talking, when we talk about inspiration and empowerment and the even breakthrough, do you see how simple it really is? It's based on the Word, making a conscious decision to learn what that Word is so that you can say it, so that we can walk in it. And I also want you to take a look at the camaraderie, the teamwork, the coming together as one, as a sisterhood, as family. You see, many times people feel that they are alone in all of this. That's not how God created us to be. Imagine he is God. He doesn't really need Jesus or the Holy Spirit, but he did that to show us that we are to work together, to come together. Love is sharing. Love is caring. There is no solo entity. When we come together and we thrive and strive together, look at the camaraderie. Look at the success that we have. Look how much we can learn from each other. That's what we have to get back to. Love is empowering. And, dear ones, love never fails. What Pastor Sherelle has done is taken discipleship to a whole new level. No, it's not in the building, but she has managed to find a way through the instructions of the Holy Spirit, through a difficult time where one would consider everything dark. But like I always tell you, in the midst of darkness, he is still God. Be still and know that he's God. Listen to new instructions, new directions, expect it. Sometimes he has to do things to slow us down a bit because we tend to get in the way. I want you to know that in each and every one of you is a divine gift that the Lord has placed in you specifically to build you up so that you can build others as well. You're going to hear how to locate the Sherelle, how to contact her, perhaps become part of the two organizations that she talked about. We want to make sure that that information is provided to you. Please see this, that in our lives, we need assistance. We need to get the professional assistance we need to get to our greatness. We need to make sure that we're able to get assistance in consulting in spirituality or physical needs or mentally. And basically, what is that? It's spirit, mind, and body, right? And that's what all of this is about. Don't be afraid or ashamed or hesitate to reach up by connecting with people where you can build in the areas of mind, body, and spirit. It's time for all of us to stop walking solo paths. Greatness is achieved by linking together. The power of agreement is a huge Matthew 18 and 19, huge power of agreement. When two or more come together, Jesus said himself, whatsoever you ask of my Father, he will give it to you. Sherelle, I want to thank you so much for being on and sharing the intimate parts of your life and details with each and every one of us. You have truly inspired us. You have empowered us to press in and move forward. And it is impossible not to have a breakthrough. I would like to tell them how to be able to contact you, but would you please take a moment and delight us and bless us all by praying over the broadcast. Pray over each and every one that's listening to it. Pray over their health, their visions, their dreams, their realities, all of their visions and their dreams. Pray for favor, grace, glory, direction, instructions. I'm giving you a lot because you have fed us a big plate of gift. So will you take a moment and pray over this broadcast and each and every one that will listen to it?
I will do that. So let me ask you first, did you still want me to give my contact info or just go directly into prayer? Your choice.
Prayer first. We'll bring them down, and then that way they can get the information from you.
I can do that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Lord, we thank you for this is the day that you have made, and we thank you for one more opportunity to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you because you are the owner of everything. We thank you because you loved us so much that you took the time to establish a covenant with us that would actually put your word before us on a consistent and constant basis so that we would always know that you will never leave us or forsake us. Father, you said that no weapon that's formed against us will ever prosper. You said that you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are our beginning and you are the end. That if we place our trust and confidence in you, Lord, you said that if we seek you, put ourselves in right alignment with you, that we would then be benefited by all things, Father, which makes you our all in all. You said to test you, to try you, and you would open up the windows of heaven. And we thank you for this, Lord. We thank you and praise you because you are the God of gods. You are the King of kings. You are the great counselor. You are the great physician, Lord, and we love you for that. Father, we humbly bow down before you, and we ask that we die to self so that you can rise up in us, so that your Holy Spirit can just become renewed in us, Father, and fill us, Father, because we know that we get to be power filled, and then through you, you are powerful, so at the end of the day, the only thing that we will see and that people will see in us is the good works that you have produced in us, so that as we lift up Jesus, people will see our good works, give glory to God, and be drawn to us. Father, we ask if there's anything that has separated us from your presence, anything, that you forgive us humbly, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask to be forgiven for doubt. We ask to be forgiven for those moments of fear, trepidation, because we know that you are not the author of these things. But we praise you for your grace and for your mercy and for your love that allows us to grow and to mature and to a new way of thinking, to experience that transformation that takes us from that old place and allows us to be recreated as a new creature in Christ, that takes away old thinking and replaces it with new thinking, that takes away that old walk and puts us into a new walk, that allows us to stand with our head held high, not because of who we are, but because of whose we are, being able to acknowledge you as our King, our Lord, our Savior. Father, we thank you for humbly allowing your Son to die for us, that through his shed blood, he became the ultimate sacrifice for us, that end all, that closed, that final covenant with us, that allowed us unconditionally to have access to you through him at all times. We thank you for the ability of repentance, to know that once we turn away from that person, place, or thing, from that power, property, or prestige, or whatever it is that's separating us from you, that you allow us one more time to come humbly before you in your presence. We thank you for abundance, and we thank you for prosperity, and we thank you for ability to manage these things as good stewards in your way, so that it's not only a benefit to ourselves, but so that we are enlightened to understand that we are blessed to be a blessing to all. And we thank and praise you, Father, for being the Lord of Lords in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, amen. Glory to God.
Thank you,
glory
Father.
To God. I know you feel the power because I felt it as she prayed. And I want you to know, now remember, you can contact Pastor Sherelle for business opportunities, business management, business training, personal development, spirituality, prayer lines, Bible studies, and she is going to enlighten you on exactly how you can reach her. So make sure that you have a pencil and write it down, but worry not, immediately the show will be available in the archive so that you can listen to it again and again. Sherelle, can you share your information with them?
I will, And you can contact me for all of that. But Dr. Bev just said it. One telephone number, 888-877-485-5077. That's 877-485-5077. Our websites are teachingnewthinking.com. That's teachnewthinking.com or doersoftheworduSA.com. Again, doersoftheworduSA.com. Thank you, Dr. Beth.
Oh, it is an honor and a pleasure. Did you hear that? Did you make sure that you got all of that down? And listen, I want you to know a little birdie just happened to avail that that looks like there may be a traveling team this year to bring power, insight, wisdom, healing in your city. So you want to definitely start taking a look at events in the area. Talk to your pastors and your churches. Let them know that there's something that you believe that the church needs to hear. Because this is the year of power, glory, and greatness. It's the beginning, a new beginning for us all, of destiny. And it's an exciting time. You have been inspired. You have been empowered, and your breakthrough is inevitable. I want to thank each and every one of you for being on the broadcast. I definitely want to thank my special guest, a treasured friend, a woman of God, a woman of great faith, Pastor Sherelle English, for joining us this evening and sharing so much. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, I had an excellent time. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my. Well, and we have not drained you. You still have plenty of energy left.
All right, I'm getting ready to go to Zumba class now.
Oh, see, she's still dancing. And Zumba, mind you. Okay, everyone. Now, be sure to join us next week on Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough Weekly. We will be airing next week at 7 p.m. on Tuesday evening. I do want you to know that this show is going to be re-aired this evening, but it will be available immediately in the archives. Be sure to share. Share the broadcast with everyone you know. Make sure they have an opportunity, male and female, to be inspired and empowered with the information that was so valuable to us this evening. If you need to contact me, you can contact me by sending me an email at drbeverlylswanson@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Facebook under Beverly L. Swanson, and you know I love a tweet. You can tweet me at Dr. Beverly L. Swanson. So leave the N off that time. Be sure to check out the website. I do have an ebook on the website for healing, and it is also an audiobook. It says it is entitled Affirmations of Faith for Healing, 30 Days. Do check that out. Share that with family and friends. And once again, we so appreciate each and every one of you being on the line today. We look forward to having you next time on the show. And as always, do know that I love you more. We'll see you next week.